Utica area Democratic Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi is calling for more testing of the city's drinking water. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the question is over the levels of chloroform and other carcinogenic contaminants contained in the water.
Brindisi says a report from the Environmental Working Group shows chloroform levels at 48 parts per billion in the water at Mohawk Valley Water Authority. That's higher than the state and national averages, as well as the water tested in Syracuse and Rome.
This is a very significant public health concern, and it needs to be transparent. We need more answers on the safety of one of our most vital resources, our water.
But Mohawk Valley Water Authority Executive Director Patrick Bescher says the chloroform levels are still well below the maximum amount of 80 parts per billion allowed by the federal government.
We have not exceeded any of those levels, and we remain fully in compliance with all federal and state drinking water regulations. I'm sure that if you could talk to the state health department as they review our numbers, they'll tell you that our water is deemed to be safe. It's a very good water.
Bescher says the reason chloroform levels are higher in Utica is because their water comes from the creeks and streams that flow from the Adirondack watershed. Organic matter washes into the system, interacts with disinfecting chlorine, and creates the chloroform byproduct. To combat the problem, Bescher says they have spent tens of millions of dollars replacing open reservoirs with water tanks and using carbon filtration to remove vegetation. In Utica, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.